I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby. I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't gotta worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount code Abby.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
I'm going to check my email, which like I never really do. I see this email from this random person. The title was like my boyfriend's name. She's like, I'm the girl that's been dating so-and-so for the past 7 months. She's like, I know you're his friend, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on? Hold on. Like I genuinely thought I was being pranked.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher, you can come out now. This chick is sick of being punked. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. When people are going through a breakup, sometimes people can be really cryptic, or sometimes they can put it all out there. Like, you know when you've been following that girl from your high school who's had that long-term boyfriend, and then you kind of notice they start posting all those cryptic quotes about how they're moving on and doing better in life, and you notice all their photos together are gone, and you've always wondered, like, what happened? Or maybe it's something you've seen on social media where they're telling their breakup stories, i.e. Risa, Tisa, and you're like, Abby, I want more details. Can you get them on the podcast? This is the podcast that uncovers what you didn't hear on social media about people's breakup stories. You can submit your own breakup story, somebody's breakup that you want to know more about. Maybe it's somebody you know or it's an influencer you follow. You can submit those story tips in the episode description. You can find a submission form link there because you know we love to get the story and also hear some good lessons along the way. And as always, if there's a certain part of the interview that you'd like to jump to, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in again. So this week we've got a submission that comes from TikTok where someone said they got an email from a girl who said they were seeing their boyfriend for like 7 months. Crazy. But before we get into that, if you're new here, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness so you know how to help if you feel called to do so. This week we're giving a shout out to Safe Place in Sarasota, Florida. They provide a safe haven and promote empowerment, awareness, and social change and domestic and sexual violence, of course, in Sarasota, Florida. For all those details, you can find it in the episode description. So this week's submission comes from a video that I got tagged in on TikTok, which is becoming my new favorite way to find submissions because it's really interesting to see somebody in a raw moment of emotion. Like this week's video that I got tagged in was from this girl who had literally just found out what was going on. What a brave thing to do to turn on the camera and say, I really want to share this with the world, because if I don't, I'm going to go crazy because I need to know that I'm not the only person that's gone through this. And I love that she said that in this video because I think that's one of the greatest things that this podcast has become for people is like, yes, it's like, oh my God, tea. And you know, we get lessons from other people's breakups, but also it's become such a resource for people to feel less alone in their breakups because when it happens to you, it feels so personal because it is, but it's sad that it's really not uncommon. So I'll play a quick clip here where she talks about finding out this really shocking news.
So long story short, me and my boyfriend were long distance for a while. We just had our 1 year like literally a week ago, not even. And I guess apparently he has basically had a whole nother girlfriend on the side where he lived. I never saw any red flags. I had his location, his passcode, his computer, password. He would like never hide his phone in front of me. He would text in front of me, Snapchat. Like there was never an alarm bell in my head. There was never like something that made me feel suspicious or anything. So that's why this is such a shock to me.
These are always the kinds of situations that baffle me, because that's the first question that I always ask people. I'm like, what are the red flags? What red flags did you ignore? Because I think if most of us are honest with ourselves, we tend to ignore a lot of red flags because it's way more comfortable and honestly more enjoyable sometimes to stick out a relationship and just hope that some of those red flags are going to go away or pass us by, or we even gaslight ourselves into thinking we're crazy. But I was so heartbroken watching this video because it's so clear that this person was so blindsided by this situation. Like, imagine having a boyfriend that you have been dating for a year and everything's great and they don't do anything shady, and then all of a sudden, like, you wake up to an email from some girl and it just totally rocks your world. So we're gonna get more details on this story when we break down this.
It's finally not a miserable temperature outside, which only means one thing: summer is coming up. And let's make one thing clear: there is Hibernation Abby and there is Summer Abby. And Summer Abby likes to feel light and healthy. That's why I've been trying out meals from Factor. They've got meals shipped to your house that are super easy to heat up in a jiffy. And you're probably like, ew, a refrigerated meal? That must be so unhealthy and gross. No, I can confirm these are delicious. And they have so many different options like calorie smart, keto, protein plus, or vegan and veggie. You can also add on more than 60 add-ons every single week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. You get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring and you don't have to clean anything up. Head to factormeals.com/breakup50 and use code breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code breakup50 at factormeals.com/breakup50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This week's breakup.
So we actually met through mutual friends. I got introduced to him by like a girl that I worked with. So it wasn't like he was like a complete stranger. So like, you know, they just kind of set us up together. And I remember just him being so kind to me, but not in a way that would be like love bombing, if that makes sense. He was just like a gentleman. Like he'd open like the car door for me, brought me to dinner, just kind of like little things like that. And he was just like super nice to me. I felt like he like genuinely cared about like what I had to say, because I'm a talker. So just things like that, just like very respectful too.
Yeah. In terms of like how you fell in love with him, like what were some of his best qualities throughout your relationship, other than like, you know, how he treated you? What did you like? Yeah,
we just had a lot of fun together. I think like we just kind of thought the same on certain things. It didn't feel awkward. Like we just kind of felt like, I mean, at least I did, like felt like I've known him for a long time. Like it was just super easy to like start hanging out with him, talking to him. And I think that's what made me like fall in love with him in the first place.
Yeah. Similar values and just having a good time. I feel like those are the two biggest parts of I mean, obviously like everything else in between that.
Yeah.
Like sparkly and fun, but just like having like a shared view for the future and having a good time is the perfect setup for a good relationship. But obviously things do go downhill at some point. So talk to me about how long you were together with this person and what was the first sign that things weren't going to end well with him?
So we were together for a year. We actually like just had our 1 year, maybe a few days after I found, or before I found out, I guess. Yeah. So we were together for a year and we were long distance for like a good chunk of that. So, and even like the start of our relationship, I was like, hey, like if long distance isn't something that you want to do because he was moving away, I'm okay with that. But like, you know what I mean? Like I was almost like giving him the out multiple times, being like, I mean, I can do long distance. You know, I feel comfortable doing that, but it's like, if that's something you're not comfortable with, here's your chance to leave. And, you know, He didn't. So we were together for a year. We would see each other all the time. I ended up moving, not like where he lived, but like a lot closer. So we were seeing each other like multiple times a month. I mean, now looking back on things, like there were a little like, not like, I don't want to say red flags, because it's like, there were things that like, you would never even really think twice about. But now that I'm like, okay, this happened. And I'm like, wait, but like he did this and that was weird. You know what I mean? It's just like, I really had no idea until maybe like a month before I found all of this out, he ended up deleting all of his social media. But also like that wasn't something that was like unusual for him. His reasoning made sense in my head, which, you know, social media can be toxic and it's not great for you. So he's like, I'm just taking a break. But now I'm like looking back on it, I was like, huh, like that is weird.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a really common thing for cheaters in particular, Jude. Exactly. Like they will delete theirs and also kind of in the hopes that you will also delete yours.
Yeah.
They start
and
to
like I would make TikToks at that point and he would be in them. Like he, before he deleted his social media, like he made TikToks with me. So him deleting his social media, I was just like, okay, I mean, whatever. But then there started to be like little things like, hey, like, I don't really want to be like in your TikToks anymore. And I was like, okay, but why? And I even remember saying like, I feel kind of weird. Like this situation is making me feel a little uncomfortable. Like, and I remember saying this like word for word, like, I feel like I'm a secret for some reason, or I feel like I have to keep you a secret, which was weird because so I thought everyone knew that we were dating, his friends, like family, my friends, family. It just didn't really make sense. So I was like, why are you being so weird all of a sudden?
Do you have photos of him on your, or did you at any point have photos of him on your Instagram?
Oh yeah. I had pictures on my Instagram, his actual Instagram. It was like his business account kind of, if that makes sense. So he didn't really post like personal things, but like he would post stories of me. I mean, whether or not he was hiding people from viewing it, I have no idea. It wasn't like I was a secret, if that makes sense, but
no,
it's just a crazy story.
Yeah, no, well, especially in hindsight, it definitely seems like he was trying to erase any proof that other girls could find that he had a girlfriend, which obviously is super sus now. But in the moment, you're just like, oh, this is just a dude who's over social media, which isn't.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. I'm like he like did struggle like mentally in some ways. So I was like, okay, like I totally get that. Like just comparing yourself to other people's lives, like sure, like take a little break from like doom scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. Like it's not the best thing in the world. And if you're already like not feeling great about yourself, I don't know. It just like made sense to me. I was like, okay, yeah, like cool, I guess.
Yeah, but no, it adds up.
I'm going to keep posting you. And he was like, okay. I mean, he never once was like, we never had a fight over him being like, you can't post me anymore. It was more so like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
just like, I'm not really comfortable anymore, but he still like would let me, if that makes sense.
Okay. So it's approaching your 1 year anniversary. You celebrate your 1 year anniversary. And then what ends up happening that makes all of this make more sense?
We had our 1 year again, like we were long distance. So he wasn't with me for that, but he like sent me flowers, like all this stuff. And then a few days later, just randomly, it was like 7 a.m. and I was like, I'm going to check my email, which like I never really do, but I don't know why. I was like, let me just check it, whatever. And I see this email from this random person and the title was like my boyfriend's name or my ex-boyfriend's name. And I was like, what is this? And I opened the message and it was like a super long email. And I thought it was a joke. I was like, someone's pulling like a prank on me. Like this is like crazy. So like basically it was her explaining who she was, saying that she's been almost like the email almost made it sound like she assumed that I knew who she was. She's like, I'm the girl that's been dating so-and-so or in a situationship for the past 7 months with blank. And she was like, he told me that you know about me, but I feel really weird about this situation. And she said that she found my TikTok back in December. This is the end of January that I got this email. And she just found some things, like she just wanted clarification from me, basically. She's like, I know you're his friend, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what is going on? Hold on. Like, I genuinely thought I was being pranked. And so she left me her phone number. So I texted her and I said, like, who is this? Who are you? Like, what is going on? I'm so confused. And she again told me who she was. And she was like, I've been in a situationship with blank since June. And she's like, I'm assuming you don't know who I am. And I was like, no, I don't know who you are. Like, I'm sorry, what? Because like in my mind, I genuinely was like, this is like not possible. Like there was no signs, like nothing. Like I was completely like, it was like out of left field. So I was like, okay, like, do you have any type of proof? I was like, I need like solid proof or else like, I just couldn't believe it.
Well, it's also so sus that she sent you an email. Like how did she find your email? And B, you would think like the obvious route would be to DM you on Instagram.
Well, she said she found me on TikTok. And I had my email in my like TikTok bio.
Gotcha.
I was just like, okay. Anyway, she sent me a video of them naked in his bed.
No.
So that was great. I mean, I asked for proof, but I was like, okay.
You didn't need that kind of proof.
But she was like, I'm sorry. This is the only proof I have. He wouldn't let me take pictures with him. I was like, what? Yeah. So she sent me that. She's like, this is the only proof I have. I was like, okay. And I could like tell exactly what time of the year it was because based on like his tattoos, like just like what one was new or what one he didn't have yet. So I'm like, I knew exactly what time it was. So she sent me that video and then just like screenshots from their messages and everything. And I was just like, okay, thanks. We've been dating for a year. And then she claims she had no idea. I don't know if I believe her. Again, like, I don't want to be like hateful towards her because it's ultimately my ex-boyfriend's fault. Like he was, you know, supposed to be loyal to me, but just a lot of the things that she was saying did not add up. She said that she found my TikTok back in December, which I'm thinking is when he deleted his social media, trying to maybe cover his tracks, but she found me. But also like my TikTok isn't like my first and last name. So she had to have been like kind of searching me out a little bit. And also at that time, like I had multiple videos being like, this is my boyfriend. Like, you know what I mean? It just didn't make any sense to me. And then she like doubled down and was like, well, I originally got suspicious back in August because he was always texting you. And I'm like, okay, so you had suspicions in August, not December. So I'm just thinking, so she was married and she ended up cheating on her husband with my ex-boyfriend and left. This is all what she told me. She left her ex-husband or her husband for my ex-boyfriend. She's like, he's a big reason why I left my marriage because I cheated with him. I was like, oh, okay. So that's why I'm almost thinking like maybe she, because there were so many red flags from him on her part. Like he blocked her, I guess, on like social media or like wouldn't let her follow him on anything. You know, she told me that she was a little suspicious of something because he was always texting me. And whenever he'd come to visit me, she knew that he was visiting me.
And well, I think the fact that she even reached out to you is proof enough that she knew that you weren't just a friend. Because if she really was just like, oh, this is like his like friend that he hangs out with and like visits sometimes, she would have let that go. But she sent you a whole ass email being like, we're in a situationship, obviously wanting to know if there was something more.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I think almost she kind of knew in a way. But like, I don't know if it was because she already, you know, she had so much to lose at that point. Like if that was the case that like, I don't know if she was just trying to like ignore the signs because like, you know, there were so many just weird signs on his part.
Yeah. Well, like, if she left her husband for your now ex-boyfriend, I think she was probably trying to ignore it because think about how heart-wrenching that would be. Like you've just blown up your entire marriage. And it's like for this guy who's had a girlfriend the whole time, like what the hell have I just done? Exactly. So are you communicating with her like over the phone or over email? You're just like getting all these details to figure out.
Yeah, this is over text and I didn't want to call or anything. I was just like, we were just texting. And yeah, she was just like, I don't, almost like oversharing in a way. Just, I don't know, just like telling me things that I didn't want to know or like really need to know. It almost just felt like she was trying to like, in a weird way, like compete with me. I don't know if it was like her trying to maybe not seem like she was the other girlfriend, you know what I mean? Because she was like, well, I met his friends, I met his roommates. And I'm like, okay, Me too. Like, you know what? It was just like very strange, which I also got clarification on his friends. I've actually heard from his friends because she was like, I've met them multiple times. Like, I was sleeping over there all the time. And I'm like, how is that even possible? Because me too, you know, it just didn't make any sense to me. And I think that was like the hardest part. I was like, how are there so many people, like, I don't want to say like bystanders, but just like witnessing this happen? And I was like, that, like, you know, I just felt so betrayed by everyone. And I know his friends like didn't owe me anything, but it was like, how messed up, you know?
It's so fucked up. They're being complicit in what his boy's doing. I think she probably was, you probably felt she was getting competitive because in her mind, she's like insecure and she's trying to justify what she's done. And you're over here like, okay, well, I've done all that and more, but for 6 months longer, he's on my Instagram.
Exactly.
So you get all this information from her. What do you end up doing with it? Like, do you confront him first or do you just go like MIA with him?
So I called him and he was sleeping at this time. So I think I called him at like 100 times because I'm like freaking out and
gotta give him the most rude awakening of his life.
Oh yeah. So I'm like calling. And I think finally on like, I don't even know what number call this was. I could tell like I just woke him up. So I completely caught him off guard and I was just like, so you're cheating on me. Like, you're actually cheating on me. And he didn't say anything, like did not say anything. But it's so I could like, I don't even remember what we even said in the phone call, but I just remember I could like hear his heartbeat through the phone. And I was like, why are you like, you know what I mean? Reacting this way almost. It's like, why are you scared? Or like, you know, it was just like, yeah, he didn't say anything for like 2 minutes. And I was like, are you gonna say something? Like, why would you do this? Like, genuinely, why would you do this? And he didn't know. Like, he was just like, I don't know. And I got like no explanation. He was just like, I'm a piece of shit. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did it. I was like, okay. And we hung up the phone call and I texted him after like a few hours after that, because then I kept finding more things out after our phone call. She told me when he was visiting me for my birthday for like a weekend, she told me that she was in the hospital and found out she was pregnant.
No.
Yeah. With what I'm assuming his child. And it didn't end up being like viable. So she's, you know, I mean, I don't want to like air out her business and stuff, but
I'm not claiming this, but my theory is maybe she felt like she would have more of a claim over him if she said that she was pregnant, and whether or not that was true or not.
I never asked for clarification. It's like, I don't know what's true, what's not true, what's over exaggerated, what's not. But again, it was like at the end of the day, he cheated. Like, this was true because he also admitted to it. But yeah, when she told me that, because she knew that he was here visiting me, she was like, I was trying to FaceTime him. Like, I found out I was pregnant that weekend. And I was like, how is this possible? He wasn't on edge. Like, wouldn't you think that he'd be like freaking out almost? Like, he was completely fine, perfect, like so not, like not on edge, nothing. So I was like, how is this possible? So after I found that out, I ended up texting him and I was like, I just need like closure. I knew there wasn't a reason why he did this. I just almost wanted to hear just some type of like explanation or something. I don't know. So I sent him this long thing, just like everything that I found out that he did, and just being like, I don't understand like how you could do this to a person, especially because like we had a great relationship, and I don't want to say like I was clouded by love. Like, genuinely, we had a great relationship. So I was like, how, like, why would you do this? And same thing, like he just responded like, I'm sorry I came into your life, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm a piece of whatever. He's like, I don't know why I did it. And I wish that I didn't. So then I sent a really nasty message back. Because it's like, you know what? I know it like wasn't anything like I did. It's clearly there's some issues there. But I was just like angry. I was like, you know what? You deserve everything you're feeling. You don't deserve any happiness. Sorry. Like, I just am sick of being, you know, like just the bigger person or just nice. Like, I didn't want to be nice anymore. I was like, you know what? Like, this is really a really messed up thing that you did. And you've hurt a lot of people in this situation. This random girl, this random girl's husband, me, your family that had no idea that this was going on either, that I just spent the holidays with, and even his friends. He ended up lying to all of his friends, like best friends, saying that me and him were never dating. So like they were under the impression that we were never officially serious because we were long distance. And his best friend actually reached out to me because he saw like my TikTok video, me explaining what happened to me. And he was like, I am so sorry. Like he's like, I'm not even friends with him anymore. I haven't been friends with him for like my own personal reasons because he's a pathological liar. And he's like, I feel so awful that this happened to you. And I really had no idea. And he's like, I'm so sorry.
You know about the girl that he cheated on you with? Because you said that he was sleeping.
Yeah, I was like, you met her, right? Seeing if it was true. And he was like, yeah, I met her once, from what he was telling me for this entire year, that me and him were never serious because we were long distance.
Yeah. So what I'm gathering is he was basically just telling whoever, whatever, to get things that he wanted in return. Like for you, maybe in his mind, like maybe it is just a not exclusive relationship, but he's telling you that it is so that he can keep you for a year. And he's telling his friends that it's not serious so that he can have as many girls as he wants.
Exactly. And it's just like, there's so many people that he's lied to and hurt. Like his friends are like, why would you lie about this? There's so many people involved that he's just like lied to and hurt. And it's like, it's scary and sad.
Because you were so deeply hurt, is that when you decided to turn on the camera and post it on TikTok?
Yeah, because I did tell one of his family members that I was like pretty close with. I just wanted to let her know, like, what I didn't tell her the whole story, but I just was kind of like, hey, just letting you know that blank cheated on me, has been cheating on me for the past 7, almost 8 months now. Just kind of wanted to make her aware of the situation. I was like, okay, this is the situation. Thank you and your family for everything. And she, again, they had no idea. They were just as shocked as I was.
How did they react to the whole thing? Like, are they calling you after they find out and just like profusely?
No, I mean, again, at the end of the day, it's like, that's his family. So I'm like, I never expected. I mean, she responded to me and was like, I'm so sorry. Like, take care of yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was pretty much it. But I almost was like, I knew he wouldn't tell them the full story. Mm. And I know this is like a little messed up. But again, like, I'm just sick of being the bigger person. I knew that they would watch my TikToks sometimes. So I was like, you know what? Sick of being the bigger person. I'm just going to tell everyone the truth. Like, this is what happened to me. It's messed up. And I genuinely like didn't know. I almost like wanted help as well from other people because I've never experienced like heartbreak like this before. And I was like, I genuinely don't even know what to do right now. Like, I don't know how to feel. I don't know what to think. It was just like, I don't want to say like a cry for help, but I was just like, hey, does anyone relate to this? Like, help me.
No, I mean, as somebody who runs a breakup podcast, I mean, you would be surprised. Like, even my most niche stories where people are like, this is what I went through and I felt so alone in this, I will get like slews of DMs mm-hmm. and be like, I went through the exact same thing. I can't believe that somebody else felt this way. And in a weird way, like as dark as the internet can be, it really can be a rallying cry for people who go through stuff like this and make you feel so less isolated.
Mm-hmm. There were so many people like DMing me and like messaging me on Instagram and stuff just of like their stories. And it helped me in a way, but also it almost like scared me too. I was like, there's no way that this happened to this many people as well. Like I had like 200 plus messages on like all my social media accounts. And I was like, oh guys, like I know you're trying to help me, but also now I'm scared. Like,
no, it's scary. I mean, like this podcast has given me trust issues I didn't have before, because I'll hear stories like yours where it's like, you think you have this amazing boyfriend of a year and you have nothing but fun together. There's no red flags except for like, oh, he like deleted his Instagram, whatever. It's not like he was texting girls while you were in bed together.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he hit his phone or anything. Like he would, you know what I mean? Like he, like if I wanted to go on his phone, he would have let me, you know what I mean? Like I could have.
Yeah. And then you wake up one day and there's an email and your entire relationship has just been blown up.
It was a shock. It was a little crazy.
So is that where you ended things with him? You were just like, all right, screw you. And then you post on post on TikTok and you're in the phase of trying to move on and pick up the pieces.
Yeah. So I haven't spoken to him since. That was the last time that I talked to him, was like my message. And I feel like almost like he knows better than to reach out to me, because I don't know. I feel like in a way he knows what he did is messed up and that I'm too good for him. Makes sense. That's just what I think. And I don't know. Some people, even in like my comments and stuff, are like, he didn't love you. Like he did. And it's just like, that doesn't really make me feel better. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to like mourn him like he passed away. Like that's because genuinely like the person that I knew is like not actually him.
I think both things can be completely true. Like I think he could have love for you, but also he could have his own internal issues that he doesn't have the capacity to understand.
Yeah. Or needs like validation from other people to like make himself feel better or not feel lonely. And I don't want to blame it on long distance. And like a lot of people in my comments were like, I heard long distance and that's all I had to hear. And like, I don't like blaming it on the long distance because again, like someone could cheat on you and you sleep next to them every single night. It just depends on the person. And I've seen like very beautiful relationships come out of long distance. And I do think it like creates a really strong bond, but obviously it just depends on the person. And if someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat regardless if they're 1,000 miles away or next to you.
100%. So how have you been taking care of yourself? Because I mean, this is pretty recent. So I know that wound is really bad. So are you doing the therapy? Are you meditating? Like, how are you handling this?
I've been hanging out with friends. I have a lot of support, which is like another really good thing. Just, you know, everyone feels awful. And I almost don't like to feel like, I don't like it when people feel bad for me or like feel like a victim in some sense, but everyone I've been surrounded with has been so great to me. And I've been going to the gym. I'm going to start therapy. I actually start this week and I'm excited because I'm like, I just need to like talk about my feelings.
Yeah. Well, when you go to therapy for the first time, like, is there something you're hoping your therapist is going to be able to tell you or communicate to you? Like, is there something in your mind that you just really want answered about what this whole situation?
I definitely don't want this experience to like make me a closed off person or like an emotionless person, if that makes sense. Like I don't want trust issues. I don't want, you know, this to affect my other relationships. I know it's going to in a certain sense. You know, I don't want it to make me hard, if that makes sense. Like, I want to stay nice. I want to stay soft. Like, I want to continue to love others. And, you know, I just want to stay being me. So hopefully I can just like work through just stuff like that. You know, I don't want to become like a distrusting person. And
I think you'll find that therapy is really helpful in just getting kind of being forced to vocalize what's going on in your head. And it's so weird how therapists can also be very helpful, but it's funny how you'll come to your own conclusions. Like you'll start talking and then the wheels will start spinning and you'll start kind of solving your own problems. And I think you'll find that you'll realize through that whole experience of therapy of like, this is an isolated incident, even though it has happened to a lot of people and there's a lot of crazy people out there.
Yeah.
There's still really good people out there and there's somebody out there waiting for you.
And that's like what I want to continue to believe in. Like, I don't want to lose hope. I want to stay a nice person. I just don't want it to change me too much or change me in a way that would be negative.
Do you feel like this experience has changed you at all so far?
I think so. I just, again, it almost like makes me want to, not that I'm ready to find someone else whatsoever, but I feel like it almost makes me want to like, I can't explain it, just like love more or just be a nicer person. Because again, like me being at the butt end of, you know, being treated horribly, it's awful. And I just can't even imagine ever putting anyone else in like this position or have anyone else experience what I'm experiencing. So it's almost like makes me want to like be kinder, love more.
I have a lot of people who will relate to your experience because it is unfortunately super common. I mean, not common to like diminish it, but like it's sad how many people will do stuff like this to their partner. So if there's somebody who's currently sitting in the trenches with you, who is like, I cannot believe this boyfriend who I saw no signs of anything going wrong has done this to me. What's something that you would tell them to make them feel less alone?
Don't like sit there and overanalyze everything, because I mean, the first few days after this happened, I was literally thinking of like every single memory that we had. And, you know, it was like, I was like torturing myself, just being like, this great experience that we had together or this great memory that I have with him, he was cheating on me during that time. You know what I mean? Just sitting there and like overanalyzing everything, being like, okay, well, maybe I should have done this instead, or I should have noticed like this little sign, or I should have checked his phone or checked his messages. It's really easy to sit there and just kind of obsess over those thoughts, but I think that you're just doing yourself like a disservice at that point. Like you just need to accept it for what it is. And, you know, there was nothing that you could have done to prevent it. You know, you couldn't have loved him more or done more of this. Like it ultimately is just something wrong with this person. And I just think, you know, you kind of just need to move on and stop thinking about those memories and being like, oh, like he was cheating on me during this time. Just kind of, again, like I'm choosing to look at it like I'm mourning a death. You know, the person that I knew is, he's not a real person. Like he doesn't exist anymore. So I'm happy I had my memories I did with him. I'm actually like, I don't regret dating him because again, we had a great relationship, but unfortunately, it sucks what he did, and that's that.
On Thursday, I'll have another breakdown bonus episode for you where me and a coworker I haven't had on yet are going to react to this episode and, of course, talking about learning to trust again after a breakup. So I will see you whenever you decide to tune in next.